You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
What's up, zingers? How's it going? My name is Logan Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to Flight 55 aboard the Moon or Bust rocket ship, your home for all things altcoins and DeFi. today's mission will be co-piloted by DeFi developer Brian Moore and your favorite mutant ape, Brian McNamara, will be on in a second. He's in the office waiting for the studio, but he will be joining us soon. Last week, as you guys know, I was on a trip to the Himalayas looking for the next 100x altcoin gem. And boy, do I have some exciting findings to share with y'all today. So Brian, how are you doing, man? How's your day going?
Doing good. I brought my new puppy on.
Oh my God.
His name's Vinny right now.
Oh, he's adorable. How old is he?
He's like 5 weeks, just a baby.
Speaking of 5 weeks old, we have Ryan McNamara now joining us in the studio live from Benzinga headquarters. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going good. Happy Columbus Day. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. And most importantly, happy Mutant Monday.
Always bring it back.
Cannot let us forget about Mutant Monday. So before we can get started with today's show, I have a couple safety procedures that I must clear before takeoff, okay? So I need everyone out there in the chat who is willing and able to participate to please flip their like button into the on position. Otherwise, if we crash, you're not going to make it. Also, if you're new around here, please subscribe to the Benzinga channel. And also, if you're here for crypto content, check out the Benzinga Crypto YouTube channel. It is the first link in the description below. We're going to be moving over to that channel very shortly here. Once it hits 1,000 subs, we're going to be doing a giveaway to one of the first 1,000 subscribers as well. It's going to be sick. So make sure you're in there early.
Logan, also, we should get there right now because we have 991 subscribers on Benzinga's Crypto YouTube channel. We can easily get 9 more subscribers right now, and we can run the giveaway this week. What are we doing?
Yeah, the 1,000th one. Oh, I was going to say a hat, but shit.
A hat. I feel like they probably want $100 in Bitcoin. Let us know what you want in the chat, but we're giving something dope away, so be sure to subscribe.
Around $100 in value. All you got to do is subscribe. 9 more slots left, so get in there quick and make sure that your channel is set to public subscription so that we can see you on the list. Otherwise, you won't be able to win. Okay, so also while you're down there, we have a Telegram chat. We got merch. Join the Telegram. We get 25% off discount code on that merch. And also, we want to know what you're looking at this week, whether they're crypto tokens or NFTs. Drop them in the chat below. We are really curious to hear what you're looking at. And as always, make sure to connect with us on Twitter for the most up-to-date info. DM us. See what happens. You never know. Okay, so today we have an awesome show for you. We're going to be doing a market update. We're going to be talking about that altcoin gem I found deep in the Himalayas. We're going to be going over the crypto influencer boxing match that's coming up. And we are going to be exposing the Eternal Beings NFT project. We have exclusive inside information on this. So stay tuned for that. It will be coming up right after the news. After that, we're going to be getting into some more mainstream crypto adoption, but I won't spoil the whole show right off the rip. So let's start with this market update. I'm going to share my screen here, and let's just take a look at the general overview of the top 20, 50 coins. We have Bitcoin up 18% on the 7-day, ETH up 8% on the 7-day, Ripple's up 12% on the 7-day, Polkadot up 13% on the 7-day. Let's see, Luna's down. That's about one of the only ones that's seeing some serious gains. Oh, Solana is also, or not gains, but dips. Solana is also dipping. SHIB plus 200%, all but casually. What do you guys have your eyes on this week? Brian, why don't you start us off?
I kind of like Shiba. I'm not going to lie, because it keeps going up and up. I think it's kind of a hard place to get in right now. But if you're already in, just kind of hold it down. Because I think we're going to see some – we're in price discovery right there. I think we will see some new highs very soon.
Ryan, what do you think about the market over the past week?
No, I got my eye on Bitcoin. Altcoins usually follow Bitcoin as the king of cryptocurrency, and it makes my heart very warm to see a $57,000 Bitcoin. We haven't seen a $57,000 Bitcoin in a very long time, and I think the markets are looking quite bullish for quarter four. I've said it time and time again, and I'm just getting more and more bullish. Every $1,000 Bitcoin goes up, get a little bit more happy. Hell, and now yeah. What? We're like 10%. Until we see a new all-time high, maybe 15%. We're getting pretty close, which is
okay.
Exciting.
So let me pull up these dubious speculative lines that I drew on the chart like 2 weeks ago, just, you know, kind of outlining some possible scenarios that I saw possible. I created these lines right here. So after we broke out of this triangle just a slight bit, I said, okay, maybe this is it. Maybe we're going to keep going. We could also bounce back down and it could take a little bit longer. And there's two scenarios where I pointed that out as well. But the next day, the next morning, I woke up to this huge, huge green candle and it's consolidated pretty nicely along this line. So I'm seeing this as the most possible outcome. The most likely outcome at this point is that we hit this resistance line, which was built up back here all throughout the beginning of 2021. And I say we hit that in the next week or two here. Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that $58,000 to $59,000 is probably the most likely resistance we'll see on Bitcoin. My question is, how far will it dip down once we hit that resistance, if it dips at all? I mean, we could very well just break right through it. We saw these big green candlesticks a few days ago, and now we're seeing one again. And usually after one big candlestick, we see a few more green candlesticks right after. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we just break straight through this resistance and go right around $60,000. But, I mean, it's really hard to tell right now. We still haven't had a significant dip all the way since we were at about $40,000. So I think that it's inevitable. Eventually, we will see a dip. But I don't think we're going back down to the $40,000 range. Maybe high 40s, but definitely not where we were at maybe 2 weeks ago. What do you guys think? How much of a dip do you think we'll see when that dip comes?
That's hard to say. I mean, I think that we'd see a slight correction, but I'm thinking maybe, you know, a couple thousand dollars and then it runs back up. I thought that we're going to see that middle line. I think I talked about that last week, but Logan was right on that first line, that green line. And I thought it was going to be the red, but you know, I don't think we're going to see a huge dip. I think we're going to see a little bit of a correction, a little sideways action, and then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's my take on it, Ryan, real quick. I don't think that we will see the dip go below this peak right here. So okay. I think that $53,000 about will probably be the lowest it goes in that correction, but I doubt it will even get that low.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty damn good take. And one last thing I wanted to point out on this chart is that bull market support band that we've been referencing probably every time that we do technical analysis on Bitcoin. It's super helpful when you're looking at prices. And now we see it's moving up, and it's not only moving up, but it's moving up fast, which is really bullish.
Look at that.
I mean, that's the support for the bull market. So as that moves up, the dip that we could see is going to be getting smaller and smaller. So I'm really excited to see that that line is now moving up since we are pretty far above it at this point.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. All right. So let's flip over to ETH. See what I did there? Flip.
Hey.
Flip Bitcoin. Okay, so we have what was an engulfing candle this morning on the daily time frame that we see here. We also see this bull market support band is ripping. It's come down a little bit since then. We're at 3,550 bucks right now. But we're still looking for ETH to really break out of this trend. It's a bit different than it was on the Bitcoin side of things, because ETH got a lot closer to its all-time high during the September rip that happened. So once it does clear this line, I say it's straight to all-time highs. Calling it now.
Oh, that's a big call. I'd love to see it. I don't think we'll be there that soon. I'm hoping we can get all-time highs by the end of the year. I really hope. I would see sideways more than that to January and then rip, but hopefully we'll see.
Do you think we'll move sideways even if Bitcoin sees new all-time highs, though? Because I know altcoins right now are bleeding against Bitcoin, but when Bitcoin moves up, I think Ethereum will probably move up with it, at least within a few weeks after Bitcoin breaks a new all-time high.
Yeah, I can see that. I just think it's going to take a little bit longer than at least till after the new year.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of great questions in the chat. First of all, we have Custo. He knows that we are stacking ETH. He knows that we are the most frugal people out there. And he wants to know if we pay rent in our parents' houses. Okay, Custo, I don't live in my parents' house. I'm at college right now. And they actually pay my rent. So I get to stack ETH. It's pretty nice. How about you, Brian? I know, Ryan, you're in the studio. Well, Brian, do you live in your parents' house?
No, I'm in my 30s and married with a child. So that'd be awesome. I'd love that. I'd welcome that. But no. Sorry, yeah, Dad.
I mean, I pay my parents with investment advice. That really covers all the rent that they pay for my college living. But, you know, I'd say it's fair at the end of the day. We're all just stacking ETH and Bitcoin out here, and my parents included. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I'd say it's pretty fair.
Yeah, it's all jokes out here, guys. Let's try to keep it chill, keep it happy.
I would trade with you guys in a heartbeat, just so you know.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be a net positive gain to my parents in the long term with my crypto investment advice, but we'll have to see. Next great question we have is Tom Brady, the OG quarterback from Michigan.
That's a good one.
He wants to know, Bitcoin 100K or ETH 10K first? I haven't really thought about these specific numbers, but I'd probably say Bitcoin to 100K. Ryan, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Bitcoin to 100K first. I mean, that's a smaller percentage gain than Ethereum getting to 10K. That being said, I think Ethereum will probably have bigger gains through the end of this market cycle.
This dude's funny. All right, back to the question, Brian. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Bitcoin to 100,000 before ETH to 10,000.
Yeah, Bitcoin to 100K. Yeah, Bitcoin usually leads the market. We could probably, I don't know, when we see 100K Bitcoin, I think that might happen like December, January. We'll probably see ETH like 7,000.
I was about to say
there.
Six. Yeah. I was completely about to say six dubious, or seven. Yeah.
Completely dubious speculation. But pulling these numbers out of thin air. But yeah.
Oh, I mean, we could look at the Ethereum Bitcoin valuation and maybe have a better estimate that way.
Yeah, sure. So I want you guys. While I'm pulling up the ETH Bitcoin chart, I want you guys to answer this question in the chat. What do you guys think, Bitcoin 100K or ETH 10K first? Let me know, and I will hit you with this ETH BTC chart in 30 seconds.
Lord Richardson said, don't rug your parents, bro.
Speaking of rugs, we have a crazy rug exposing coming up later on. You guys heard about those Lil Uzi NFTs. We are going to set the record straight once and for all and try to stop these people from stealing all of the rap community's money.
We have a handful of people saying that ETH is gonna reach 10,000 first before Bitcoin 100,000. There's a lot of people way more bullish on it. Yeah.
Okie dokie. So lines back on the chart. Boom. Here is the ETH Bitcoin pair. So this is how many Ethereum does it cost per Bitcoin? Nope. It's how many Bitcoin does it cost per Ethereum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I drew this triangle a while back. I don't even remember putting it on the chart here. But it looks like we have broken down. And this is typically what happens when the crypto market starts running, as BTC has historically led the way like almost every time. And I see Brian's new puppy agrees with me here. But we have broken down, which I think is it's sad to see. I was really hoping we could break up out of this. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen yet. Eventually, I think it will. But Ryan, what do you think about this chart here?
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. When Bitcoin leads the way, obviously the ETH Bitcoin valuation is going to go down. And like you pointed out, we broke out of that triangle. I think if Bitcoin keeps going up, then this valuation will probably keep going down as ETH stays probably around $3,500 to $3,700. And then, you know, maybe give it a few weeks after that once Bitcoin levels out. Hopefully we can go up, give it another month after that. We could potentially break out of this triangle to the upside. But that's probably a few months down the road at this point, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So where would you draw if you had to draw some lines on this chart right now? Do you have any in mind that are sticking out to you?
I mean, it's pretty easy to draw a triangle on the chart. You could just do exactly that, Logan. And then, I mean, what that shows is there's more time now for Ethereum to break out of this newly drawn triangle, which, I mean, could go into, I don't know, Logan, what's the chart saying? How far away is that? Maybe another couple months down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if we do redraw it, we can make it a little bit more room for error and you know, kind of put this back in it manually ourselves. Like we always say, all models are wrong, but some are helpful. So we're just totally speculating here and trying to make some stuff that we can look off of and just get some ideas based off of. We cannot predict what's going to happen, but we can try our best to guess and be prepared for each outcome that's possible. okay, that's enough of the charts and the market update for me. I think that we should go on to a little bit of news. First of all, I want to make a prediction here, okay? This is one of the best things that I came back from the Himalayas with. Ribbon Finance, okay? So this is the 326th biggest token overall. And I have some inside sources that I've been tracking that frequently pick up coins a week or two before they're listed on Coinbase. And they have been accumulating this token lately. So I'll give you guys more on this if it does play out, but I want to make the call now. Ribbon Finance will be listed on Coinbase within the next 7 to 14 days, maybe even sooner. I think 14 days max. That's not to say that it's not already priced in, right? Because all of these wallets that are picking up these coins on Coinbase early are for the most part being tracked. And so it may be somewhat priced in. I'm not saying it's going to rip when it gets listed on Coinbase. I'm just saying that it will get listed on Coinbase Pro in the next 7 to 10 probably days. But we'll have to see, right? I'm taking a shot in the dark here. I'm putting my reputation on the line. We will see what happens. I just want to point that out real quick and not dwell on it too long. So next up, we have something that is really exciting. There's a crypto conference going on in Dubai this week called Gulf Blockchain Week, GULF. Dubai's on the Gulf, and all of the big crypto Twitter influencers are here. And this week will be capped off with a boxing match between two of the biggest crypto influencers, Rookie XBT and Loomdart. Ryan, you want to tell us a little bit about Rookie and Loomdart while I pull up the trailer for the fight?
I mean, to really understand who these people are, you're just going to have to go on Twitter, check them out. But they're Twitter influencers. They've gained a lot of following through the years. They've been into the crypto game for a really long time, and they have a lot of influence on Twitter. A ton of people follow them. It's really cool to see them interact on Twitter all the time. And now they're going to be fighting. They'll be boxing, and there's some odds thrown up. I guess, what is it? Rookie is projected to win.
Rookie's minus 200.
Okay, I mean, that makes sense, I think. Rookie seems like a big yaw. I think he might be winning this one, but I might have to take the odds on Loomdart. I'm not too sure yet.
All right, so let me just hey guys, play the intro. You guys can see for yourself.
Looking forward to Crypto Fight Night on October 16th. Rookie, you better get it in the ring. I'm the boss, and I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Brody on the line, I'm tapping in. Got out here pulling the strings for me. A girl on the line, she feeling me. Preoccupied by the motivation. Put in the time, pay the entry fee. Bra on the ride, yeah, he kinda nice. Inside of my mind, no one thrills me.
lately. Life has been gorgeous. Wake up the clear, my eyes hit record. Praise to God, I ain't chasing no bitch. Swinging and miss, got me hitting these licks. I get the orders, don't get it distorted. Disconnected, I've been cordless, I've been cordial, I've been exploring. I got a whole lot, but somehow I want more of it.
Oh, I have a question, Logan.
What?
Hey, do you think the Richard Millies will be coming off for the fight, or will they be staying on?
You know, Richard Mille is all about engineering, lightweight design. They use materials from aerospace engineering to make the most lightweight watches. So I think that they'll be staying on for this fight, but we will have to tell. It looks like the boxing craze is taking over the crypto influencer space as well. I don't know who's going to win, but I do know that I want to be there. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to.
Maybe Luke will send us to Dubai to cover this. It seems like a pretty dope event. We might just be able to pull it off.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, good luck with that.
A net gain for the company. Luke, Hot Stocks Luke, make it happen for us. And we could give you some Dubai, live please. Coverage of the event from Dubai. C6 Zorler says, what did I just walk into? This is Moon or Bust, your home for all things altcoins and DeFi. You already know what's good. And so it's really hard to tell from this video. I mean, you really can't get too much info on their weight, their size, their amount of muscle from this video, because they're all
or if they're actual boxers, what the hell is going on?
No, I don't think they're actual boxers, but I think they might be training, you know, the day before. So that is the update on that situation. It's a crazy world that we live in here. And I just want to show you guys, if you're not following Rookie and Loom, make sure you go check them out. Please don't. Okay, cool. Here's Rookie. Fidenza God.
Man, do you remember that time I DM'd Rookie XBT and he gave me a Patek? That was so nice of him.
Dude, he's just the homie, bro.
Such a cool guy.
Like a $60,000 Patek gift right there, just off the bat.
Remember that just time hit him a message.
Send him a message, ask him for a nice watch, he'll give you one.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Tell him we sent you from Moon or Bust, from Benzinga, and it's a sure thing. You'll get a free watch. And maybe do the same thing for Loom, and you'll get the free Loom Lock NFT. okay, so those are the fighters. And we will see what goes down. Once again, the fight is October 16th, 10 a.m. Eastern time. I don't remember what time that is in Dubai, but you're probably more likely in Eastern anyway. So, all right, I'm going to take that off and we'll get to our next news segment. We have
Shiba Inu giveaway.
The Shiba Inu giveaway.
Before that, how about Logan, you tell us why you like Ribbon so much? There were some questions in the chat, and also I would like to know a little bit more. We got a little time to explain it.
So I am by no means an expert on this token. They have basically like pools that you can jump into for leveraged ETH, which is really cool. So let me show you their website real quick. Boom. Sustainable alpha for everyone is what they have here. Earn yield on your crypto assets with DeFi's first structured protocols. So I really haven't done a whole lot of research into the tech and the fundamentals here. I'm just going based off of these wallets that I've been tracking. But it is actually a novel platform. They have a pretty cool team behind them. And if they're being considered for Coinbase, you know that they're somewhat serious. I mean, Coinbase used to be way more picky. They're way more open now, but they are good at identifying these top 500 projects that have the best tech. So we can probably do a deeper dive into this next week, later this week for sure.
Yeah.
Logan, Tom Brady, did you see the word alpha and then invest half of your portfolio into it?
Whoops.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed.
That's my trigger word.
Yep, 100%.
Okay, so you could buy covered put selling. You could buy covered calls on ETH and wrapped Bitcoin. And these are, I think, our ERC-20s or NFTs maybe. But it's pretty, pretty cool. And you can get some access to leverage. I'm not sure if it works in the US. I'll have to try it out, play with the app myself before.
KuCoin's the only place I know Yeah, only place I know where you can get some leverage for futures and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Tom Brady likes it, though.
Tom Brady does like it, and that's the goat right there, so you better listen.
I tell you.
Okay, Shiba Inu giveaway time. Ryan, take it away.
Yeah, Logan, you want to pull up and sing a swag so you know what everybody's getting into right now. For those of you who came to our show on Friday, we had a huge show, got over 1,000 likes, and as promised,
what?
We're going to be giving away a Shiba Inu hat.
It's the Floki Inu hat, right?
No, we're giving away a Shiba hat. That's what we promised, but we're also going to be giving away some Floki Inu dad hats as well, because we did get to 1,000 likes. I think we said 300 likes, we'll give away a Shiba hat. And we said if we get to 1,000 likes, we will make a brand new Floki Inu hat and give some away on the channel. So stay tuned for that. We'll probably be doing it on Benzinga Crypto YouTube channel probably this week. But we are going to be giving away a Shiba Inu hat right now. So we have one trivia question. The first person to answer correctly will win the Shiba Inu hat. If you want a Bitcoin or ETH hat as well, just let us know if you want that instead of the Shiba Inu hat. We're flexible here. We want to get you what you want. But we have one trivia question. First person to answer correctly will win a piece of merch from our show, Moon or Bust, straight to your house. Free shipping, free everything. We're not going to make you pay for shipping. That's just BS. So, you guys ready? Who did we interview from Shiba Inu? Who was the moderator we interviewed from Shiba Inu twice on the show earlier this summer when Shiba Inu was like 8 millionths of a cent? Who's OG? Who can answer this one? Hopefully someone out there saw that interview from a few months ago. Let's see it.
Spit it out. Do it. First one. Say it.
Any OG mob fans out there that have been watching since earlier this summer? These were our two biggest shows. He did have a British accent. We're looking for you to tell us his name. He was the old moderator of the Discord.
You could probably find it pretty easily.
Yes, you can. It'll be worth $25 value Google search if you can do it the quickest.
Wrong. Oh my goodness. Just Google Benzinga Shiba Inu Moon or Bust.
Guys, don't you want some sweet merch?
Yeah.
Come on,
guys. It's not Frank Stallone. It's not Kabusu. Let's see it.
It was not Shaitoshi.
It wasn't even a human, guys. That's your clue.
Hey, we got
a winner. Shiba Token Cat was the OG homie who came on Moon or Bust both times we interviewed them. And he's no longer working with the project, but he is still a friend of ours here on Moon or Bust. So Jason Neron, email me or Ryan. Just email me, LoganRoss@Benzinga.com, to claim your gift. LoganRoss@Benzinga.com is my email.
Just doxed himself.
Oops. In case you guys didn't already know my name.
In case you didn't hear me say it.
Okay, so congratulations on winning that. Thank you for being an OG fan or a fast Googler. Both are valuable in this episode. All right, what's next?
We have the interview. We're going to be doing some exposing, I think.
Oh, Logan. Shit. This is one that I have been waiting for. This is going to be crazy. So if you guys haven't heard of the Eternal Beings NFT project, it launched on Solana a couple of weeks ago, and they got a shout out from Uzi. Uzi made it his PFP on Twitter. The whole team said that Uzi was a part of the project. These were his NFTs, keyword his NFTs that he created. And in the roadmap, there was lots of exclusive Uzi interaction for holders of these NFTs. So all of Uzi's fan base who is into crypto or not even into crypto yet got excited for this, got hyped for this, and entered the space. One of these people is Culture Crypto, who is an early investor in the project. And he's here to share some exclusive evidence he has that is going to blow your mind. So Culture, I don't know if you're there, man. Can you unmute yourself? Say what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, Zinger Nation? Before we get started, I just wanted to say thanks for having me on the show. Thanks to Logan, Ryan, and Brian for coordinating this. Brian, I love that you brought your dog on the show today. He's very adorable. He's been very good as well. So, like Logan said, I was one of the early investors of Eternal Beings. Originally launched on September 27th. And I was actually able to get through the minting process So yeah, I mean, Logan, what was your kind of your first question, or do you just kind of want me to dive into my
experience? So, how about you tell us when and why you got into Eternal Beings, and also what has happened with the project since then?
Yeah, so I've been into crypto for quite some time. I hadn't really ventured into the NFT space quite yet. What really brought me into it was, you know, I'm a fan of Lil Uzi, I'm a fan of the music, you know, and it kind of caught my eye when he posted it. So not the fact of just that it was his, you know, NFT project, or the art, you know, I was a fan of the art as well, but just that the NFT kind of matched his brand, you know, based on the art. As we've seen before, you know, with other NFT rug pulls, of course, you know, I can't think of one off the top of my head where, you know, it matched exactly, you know, the person's brand, some of the similar attributes, you know, were tattoos, you know, piercings, hats, things like that. And to me, kind of that's what drew me into it. I think I can speak for the whole community and definitely say that it was an emotional roller coaster since the first day of the launch. It's been an absolute dumpster fire within the community. There's been some great people there, but there's also been not the most pleasant people as well. You know, since he deleted his posts, we've seen huge downtrends within the price floor. Lots of false promises by the developers and admins in the community. Mass banning for, you know, quote unquote FUD, if that's what you want to call it, which I kind of consider it as just general questions, you know, why would he delete those posts and things like that if he was a part of the project to focus on his album, and just overall, you know, kind of great unprofessionalism. So
So the creators of this project led you to believe that this was an Uzi creation himself, that he was the one behind this project who started it, and that he would be along for the ride, and that the end of the roadmap, all these exclusive Uzi interactions would be guaranteed. They'd be locked down, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, obviously I think what drew a lot of people in, you know, some people like NFTs for the art, some people like it for the investment. You know, some people, you know, are just, like I said, in it for the art. So for me, you know, it was a combination of those things, especially the roadmap. You know, if you're a fan of him as an artist, there were a lot of cool things on there, you know, exclusive merch for holders, you know, other things like exclusive concerts and things like that. And it just seems that the roadmap has just completely fallen apart at this point in time. You know, really the only thing that they've, you know, and I'll talk about it a little bit about it later as well, but only thing that they've really stuck to is the airdropped NFT, in which they didn't even airdrop because the devs couldn't figure out how to airdrop it. So, I mean, that's one of the only things, and they didn't even actually do it on the time frame that they said they were going to do it. They said it was going to be 72 hours after the initial launch, and it actually just happened. Today's Monday. It happened on Friday. So, and like I said, it wasn't even an airdrop. It was just on site. So,
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Gotcha. Do you have any like exclusive evidence that, you know, you can bring?
No,
to
you have exclusive evidence.
Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, kind of the next part, of course, is, you know, I think you can infer from based on the conversation and the screenshots that we'll show here in a minute.
Yeah, can you share your screen with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the background of these conversations, who rap music is on Instagram, and how you got involved and started having conversations with the creators of this project?
Yeah, so I'm happy to present to the community the answers, you know, we've all been looking for. You know, and like I said before, a lot of us were being banned and things for just asking general questions. This, what I'm about to show is a conversation between I and a good friend, Dylan, who is, you know, the owner of Rap Music. I contacted him, you know, a few days after the project, once, you know, Uzi, just deleted everything about it, as well as just reaching out to a couple other influencers and things like that to just see if they knew anything about it. You know, Dylan revealed to me that he actually did talk with him. One of the marketing guys over with Eternal Being, his name's Nick, known as Eternal Nick in the Discord. Now the conversation was regarding a, you know, regarding a shout out, just for marketing purposes to just get some traction on the project. So I'll share
and can you show us, can you show us this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to share my screen here.
So this Eternal Nick guy, does he have one of the NFTs as his PFP? Were you able to identify his wallet?
Let me see here.
I could take a peek for that while you're,
yeah, I wasn't able to, I'm sure I wasn't able to do much digging. You know, like I said, I'm new to the NFT space. I'm new to, not crypto, but there's the NFT space. So, I know there's a way.
Your screen is live. Can you show us the evidence?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing here is going to be just a Telegram message, between at Rap Music and Nick. So you can see here.
I can see your Discord. I can see your Discord. That's it.
Oh, you can see the Discord. I'm sorry. Let me pop up. I must have the wrong.
If you go to share screen and then like window or tab, it'll kind of break out everything you need.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I shared the wrong screen. I have a dual monitor here. Can we see?
No worries.
This now?
Now we can see ourselves.
Can you see this here now?
Yep.
Okay. Boom. Perfect. Yeah. So
okay, are you able to zoom in?
Yep, I can.
Or full screen. Yeah, there you go.
That works. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you can see here the conversation, just them discussing, you know, a shout out. It's going to go a little fast here, but I'm just going to let it scroll to the top and then I can kind of break down the conversation. So it starts here where Nick messages, you know, Dylan here at Rap Music with a voice audio. And Logan, would you be able to play that? I don't have it to play here. Would you be able to share that audio?
I can. Do you want me to do that now? Why don't you show us everything that you have here first, and then we'll add that afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, as you can see here, you know, he asked him, you know, what exactly was in the voice message, and just kind of going down the line. So he says that he's doing an NFT project with Lil Uzi, and he wants to pay for an ad on Rap Music. Dylan says, yeah, I can do that for you. And he asks prices, shows him a little snippet of the project. And then you can see here that Nick says, yeah, Uzi sign and everything. Just want to confirm I can get a post on Rap Music with you. And is asking if he can pay for the ad. And now, and he says, Uzi tweeted and made his profile pictures our NFTs.
I like that he says that Uzi made his stuff our NFTs. It's implying very directly that Uzi is not part of the project. They're not his NFTs. They're our NFTs. And that Uzi was just paid, or Uzi's team was just paid to do this stuff. And that Uzi probably had no clue it was even going on.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad that you could get that from this as well, Logan. I'll kind of keep going down the line here. So you can see that they discuss price, and he wants to lock it in. Could you make the graphics for it? We want it to look organic. Rap Music says, yes, I need the graphics. So he sends them over. And he says, a little Uzi Vert has partnered up for his NFT project. And obviously, you know, we could kind of infer here, but you know, if you want to play that voice message as well, Logan, that'll give us a little more insight as well. As to how you can see that this is
a
paid promotion.
I'll do that right now. So this is a conversation between the owner of at Rap Music on Instagram with 4 million followers and this guy, Nick, who is he's an anonymous person secretly, and he was the one that was paying for all of these promos, paying Uzi's team, and then also trying to pay Rap Music
as Dylan,
well.
Hey, Dylan, I know this is just kind of out of the blue, but I'm working on a project with some people, and I just kind of want to line things up.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Before they get here. So I know you own Rap Music. I'm working with a couple of buddies. We're doing an NFT project with Lil Uzi. They already have him signed, and they have like some hype posts as well to get him ready to post. So I just wanted to reach out and ask if you would.
Yep.
Yeah. So as you guys can hear, you know, he's working on a project with some people. Like if you listen to Exact Vocabulary, you know, and as well as he's getting Uzi to sign. So those are like, you know, you want to listen to those things closely. It just sounds, you know, very suspicious to me. And, you know, you can kind of infer from there that it is a paid promotion and that Uzi really has nothing to do with this. Like Logan said, he probably has no idea about the project at all. Or if he does, he's just really just letting his team handle it. So, yeah, you could pick it up from there, Logan.
Okay.
You would be willing to do an ad. I feel like this may be something that like a rap page pages may post like organically, but maybe like a some sort of content that lines up with your theme, which is like a news post, but you're basically, it's basically going to say something like Lil Uzi is doing an NFT project, and then it's going to tag the our Instagram or the NFT project. So I was just wondering if this is something you would do. And I believe your prices on that page was $7.
Yeah, I think that gets the point across, right?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he's working on a project with some people and a couple of his buddies. It seems very legit to me. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely sounds like some bullshit going on. And I mean, you see influencers get paid to promote things all the time, but I think this really crosses a line because it's not some random NFT project. Like most people buying this NFT probably believe that Uzi is really involved in the project and the roadmap because the NFTs are actually like you said, his style and he's promoting it and it was his profile picture. And they're saying, you know, post this and say it's NFT, it's Lil Uzi's NFT project. So like all these things combined really make it deceiving to the end investor buying these NFTs, because at the end of the day, it's not Uzi's NFT project at all. It's somebody else's NFT project and Uzi's paid to promote it.
Exactly. Yeah. And if I could just share another thing, just something I'd like to point out about that conversation as well, would be, you know, in that same Telegram message, but at the end where you can see that, you know, back in, you know, like I said, I was an investor of this project. I've been in the Discord for the past 2 weeks. One of the things that was said by Nick is that they plan to enroll marketing with other celebrities and things like that, and really make a push for marketing and get some traction on this project. Well, you can see here that, you know, after discussing that he was very interested in a shout out, he actually never responds to Dylan's messages at all, you know, where he's trying to contact him here, saying, what's the word, you know, sending question marks. And Nick actually completely took off on him and didn't even go through with the shout out or spend any of the marketing money, which he took from, you know, his investors. So that's just also very unprofessional on his side of it. So.
Totally. And we don't have too much more time left, but I wanted to mention something else. So Tory Lanez had an NFT project that was eerily similar to the Lil Uzi Vert project. Do you have any information on this? Do you think it could possibly be the same team doing the same thing again with Tory Lanez?
Yeah, Ryan, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, kind of the rule of thumb that I've made, you know, in the past 2 weeks of being in this space is not to touch any celebrity projects, anything at all.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. There are so many of these NFT projects and crypto scams that are out there, and I'm really glad that you guys gave me this opportunity because most of them just fall between the cracks, and no one is held accountable. If I could give some advice to anyone out there, you know, that's new in the space and wants to get involved, is really dive into all the minute details of each and every project you plan on investing in. Things like the dev team, social media appearance, the price of the NFT itself, you know, if it has a high price, it's definitely a big red flag. If it's actually realistic for that person to be involved in an NFT project, if they even care about the space in general, right? You know, kind of like I talked about with Lil Uzi. But to answer, you know, your question with the Tory Lanez, you know, project itself, as far as that marketing team, one thing I wanted to bring up is I actually watched a video, you know, just doing some digging by a channel called Crypto Gaming. I thought he brought up a great point, which was the fact that many of these celebrity, you know, projects of NFTs, what they do as far as the marketing side of it is it just really all looks the same, even, you know, some of the inner workings of the launch sites. So, you know, one of the things with Eternal Beings was they had backup links just like they did with the Fancy Frenchies project. It just seems all very similar like there's some team structured around, you know, just calling these celebrities or getting in contact with them, you know, and then paying them, and then it eventually dies off, you know, so.
Yeah.
So this is the Fancy Frenchies project that very well could be have been created and rugged by the exact same team that did Eternal Beings. I mean, just look at the art styles on top of the other evidence, like the backup sites and the similarities in the website backends that Culture Crypto pointed out. Just look at the similarities between the art styles here. I mean, they're very similar. They're cartoon little animations. I know that there's a million projects that have similar styles, but I mean, you guys can make the decision for yourself here. This looks like to me it could be one team that is doing multiple NFT projects. They're getting these creators to promote them, and then they're rugging on the rap community. And if this is truly what's happening, they need to be exposed, and this needs to stop. So, exactly. Culture, could you tell us? Do you have any leads as to who might be behind what's going on?
I don't have any, you know, exact leads. I'm still kind of working on it on the back end. You know, I have a few friends from that community, the Eternal Beings community, you know, that I was able to kind of talk to. And we're just kind of doing some work on the back end of figuring out exactly who it could be. And, you know, that's kind of a long process, figuring out the wallet addresses and things like that, and actually connecting that wallet address to you know, a person, whether it be on social media or just online somewhere, on a website. And Logan, if I could just share one more thing after.
Yeah, but real quick, I just want to point out that the floor price on these is now 0.35 SOL. They minted for what, 3?
They minted for 2.5.
2.5 Solana, yep. Which is like $1,000.
Yeah. No, 2.5. At the time, it was around 500. Solana's like 158 or so.
Okay, so it's down almost 90% from the mint price. And when Uzi tweeted out, or Uzi's team tweeted out this paid promo that I'm sure the team behind this NFT scam it wrote up for Uzi's team, it said 6+ SOL floor minimum easy, right? And I mean, if you're getting your investment advice from Lil Uzi's Twitter account, that might be the first red flag. But it's just like so sad to see that this project has really been rugged so hard that the holders who will try to expose and find their wallets soon here, they've been selling it all the way down to a 0.35 SOL floor. I mean, I think it's pretty damn obvious that this is a rug pull, that this is a scam, and that Uzi's not involved with the team, as the insider said at this point. Like I'm pretty convinced. I really don't need to hear anything else. I'm honestly upset, and I want to help you try to find the people behind this so we can put an end to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I hope, you know, it's kind of clear and I painted the picture to the audience. You know, as I said before, I kind of want to just share one more thing just about some contacts between me and Nick actually had personally. Dylan was able to get me in contact with him. I'll just share that here real quick. I know we don't have much time left, but let me see. So it's in here, and I'll show you guys some screenshots. So this is where the conversation started again, Telegram, and I just kind of blocked out.
Yeah, can you make that zoom in?
Yep. Yeah. Can I full screen that? You guys see that now?
Can you zoom in?
No, that looks okay.
That's good. Everyone can see.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I can't really see it. If you could zoom in,
wear your glasses, Logan. It's okay. I promise.
Yeah. You old boomer.
If you're watching this on a phone, there's no way you could read that.
Yeah, okay. How do I? You know, do you guys know how to zoom in?
Is this on Chrome? Just click on the three dots and zoom in. Like the three dots at the top of your screen. Is this on?
No, this is on.
Can you just? Oh, you don't have a trackpad, right?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Command.
It's okay.
All right. Well, I'll just go over it here, and then maybe
Shit'll buff out.
Okay.
Be fine.
Awesome.
Do it.
Yeah. So, just basically the conversation here. You know, he kind of just called out my personal name, and that's why I just did a blur here, just for confidential purposes. So, the conversation starts. You know, I asked him. I say, hey, yo. What's going on? He says hello and says my personal name. And it's just clear, you know, at this point, you know, he just kind of was in a unprofessional way, the way he kind of says it here. So you'll see in the future. So I say, what's going on with this NFT project? I minted one and purchased 5 others, and it's not adding up. The devs calling the community pussies, tons of false promises and claims about Lil Uzi still being involved. which is obvious at this point that he's not, and it was a paid promo based on the conversation between you and Dylan. I'm not saying I expect floor
prices. So what did he say back?
I said, I don't expect floor prices to skyrocket overnight. I know how this works, and this project is not going in a good direction with the devs not being active and following the roadmap. So what he says back to that is this here. What are you coming to me for? So I say, here, let me do this full screen so everyone can see. So I say, why am I coming to you for? You know why. I have a lot of money invested into this rug pull project, and so does the community, and you have not been honest with all of us. I have screenshots and voice memos between you and Dylan where you explicitly state, quote, Uzi signing the project, in which it wasn't even his project. Me and you both know that, dot, dot, dot. And then he says here, I was mainly just helping a friend with some of the marketing. I don't know the exact specifics of the contract slash partnership. I was just told he was locked in and reached out to Dylan to see what he can do. If you invested more than you can afford to lose, I'm sorry, but you have to understand things like this are a risk, similar to how you invested in SafeMoon, which he's just, you know, at this point, just kind of being an ass and joking around. So he goes, from what I know, the team is still working hard on the project. They haven't left it yet. And so I said, bro, I didn't invest more than I can afford. I'm just simply calling you out on something that you're lying to 40,000 people about. If you want to play it this way, that's cool, but don't contact me when the entire Discord is coming to you for answers about your lack of marketing. As far as I'm concerned, there's no more conversation to be had here. And then I just didn't answer him at this point. He says, I'm confused. What do you want from me lying to 40,000 people? So
what's this guy's Telegram? Can you show us his Telegram?
Yeah. So you should be able to see it here. I can pull up the exact username. Give me 1 second. I'm just going on mobile.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So it's at Nicked is the username. NICKED, if you guys want
to. NICKED. So that's our lead. That's our best bet for who is behind this right now. And we're going to keep digging and try to bring some justice to this community. I mean, I'm an Uzi fan as well. I didn't buy into the project despite wanting to. And I honestly just got lucky by being lazy. But yeah, that is all we really have time for today. But Culture, thank you so much for joining us and shedding some light and really not being afraid to go out there and try to bring some justice to the community that you were a part of. I'm sure they all really appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I go, I just want to say thanks for having me on, and shed light on a topic that needs to be discussed. I just want to give a shout out to, you guys, as well as the great community members I met, Meta and Greasy. And also just make sure you guys sub to Benzinga and Benzinga Crypto. And if you're interested, what I have going on, me doing the further digging, give me a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Culture Crypto. So I really appreciate it, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks, man.
Have a good day, man.
No problem. You too.
That is a big problem, though. More and more mainstream or big name artists are promoting these cryptos or these NFT projects, and it's just tanking.
It's total bullshit. Last week, I bought into NFT by XXXTentacion, and it turns out he's not even part of the project. So I got completely rugged by X. It was really unfortunate, but I mean, hey, you live and you learn.
Well, no one.
He didn't rug. He just died.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a death pull. Hot take.
Death pull.
Yeah, hot take.
Too soon, man.
Too soon. Well, one thing that needs to be known and talked about, and this was what we tried to bring to this episode, is you don't just trust everything you see on Twitter. If a celebrity is promoting an NFT or anything, really dive into it, because why would that celebrity need to be promoting an NFT? They're looking for money. They're doing something else. They don't need to do that. And if they want to create their own brand and do their own thing, they'll for sure let you know that this is my thing. This is what I'm doing. They're not going to, if they're partnering with somebody, it's a money grab. Please be careful and do your own research.
Yeah, and the mint price is absolutely absurd. Like 2.5 SOL. That means they at 10,000 of them, they made 25,000 Solana. And what's the price of Solana today, guys?
It's like $150 or so.
It's like $160.
Yeah, 160
bucks. So that means that this team used Uzi's fan base to make themselves a quick $3.7 million in Solana tokens, just based off of the mint, not even based off the ones that they they sold and rugged. Like, this is unacceptable in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, but what can you do? I mean, that's where this is the whole argument. Do we need more regulation in this space, or do we need people to be able to more resources to like kind of figure things out on themselves? So yeah,
this Mosley's pointing out that Rich the Kid did a similar type of endorsement lately. I haven't looked into that one yet, but I will look into that and see if it's part of this same scam that's going on. But for now, guys, just be really careful with your money. Watch out for these crypto investments that are being pumped by celebs. Like, we saw Kim K post the Ethereum Max promo that immediately was just rugged immediately after she posted it. So just be careful, guys. Make sure you do your research and don't take your investment advice from celebrities that aren't popular for investing.
Yeah, he's young investor.
or moon or bust.
Or moon or bust, yeah.
But don't take any of ours as investment advice, though.
We're not advisors by any means. We're just telling you guys what we think, what we like, and you guys have to make your own decisions based on that. If the show is about anything, it's that you should always do your own research before making an investment.
Yeah, we're simply three dudes who bought Bitcoin under $1,000 and ETH under $100. We're not financial advisors, but I mean, we at least have that. So, take that for what you will. On that note, should we get into maybe some small market cap gems before the show ends, or do you want to go to?
We should. I just want to say one thing that this Tom Brady, not this Tom Brady, the Tom Brady has pointed out that Stanley from The Office did the same thing, but he had no idea what the coin was. He had no idea what the token was. He knows nothing about it. That's what a lot of these celebrities don't. But when they see that 50 grand paycheck, it's like, hey, we'll just pay you $50 in our token right now. You can cash it out. They're going to be like, yeah, invest. I know everything I'm doing about this. Let's do it. Please don't follow these celebrity investors. Do your research. Look at the tokens. See what's happening. Look at the market cap. All the follow moon or bust. Like, we can show you how to invest in these cryptos, but yeah, don't exactly. Just follow blindly.
Like, come ask us about it first. We'll give you our take on it. That's what the show is all about. You guys give us your projects. We give them a moon or bust rating. And we try to do that as much as possible. And you can just DM us on Twitter or join the Telegram, even better, to talk about them.
Yep.
Young Investor is the GOAT. He made like $70,000 from an NFT in like a week. That was like a $500 investment. Damn. Pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I don't want to ever talk bad about him because he's a child. But, I mean, his parents are really smart. I'm just saying. He's pretty smart. Did everything. He is pretty smart. Am I dissing my own parents?
Are you dissing your parents? Are you jealous that your parents aren't as smart as Young Investor's parents?
Yeah, dad, sorry. Yeah, kind of. But it's my own damn fault too, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Got to play the game with the cards you're dealt, Brian.
Well, I know, man. I'm just impressed with everything they have going on. Like him having that social media presence and his parents knowing how to handle all of it. Oh, he's a very impressive young kid. Don't get me wrong.
Let's get him on here soon. We could that'd be a good little crossover event.
Maybe we should run Moon or Bust. What
you got for us?
Yeah. Okay, I'll just name them off so you guys can look into them, do your own research. We got 0x, a DEX aggregator. We got Audius, a token on Solana, focused on music. And then we got Ribbon Finance, the one Logan brought up earlier. And then we have The Sandbox, which is a virtual reality gaming platform with NFTs and a whole bunch of jib-jabs. So those are the four we're going to look over. But you guys were going to do your own research anyways. These were just for trading ideas. So now you have them again. 0x, Audius, Ribbon Finance, and The Sandbox. Check them out. Do you guys want to play a little bit of Moon or Bust before we head out? We only have a
yes.
I do, and do we it. Have our first one, DYDX. This is a derivatives protocol on Ethereum that does more daily volume than Coinbase and Uniswap. Obviously, there's a little bit of difference because inherently this is a leverage trading protocol, so there's going to be more money going on. But their token has just been doing numbers over the past couple weeks here. So this is one that's been on my radar for a long time. I mean, David Sun told us about this one, Ryan, a long time ago. And I really just never, and it's not available on US exchanges because the fact that it's leverage trading, right? You can't even use the dApp inside the US. Their front end blocks out all US IP addresses. But here we see it was like $12 in before the beginning of September. And now it rocketed up to like $26. So over 100% gains. And it's still around that level. So what do you think, Ryan? Are you feeling a moon or a bust? From a fundamental perspective, I'll give this one a moon. From a technical perspective, what would you give this one, Ryan?
I'd have to look at the technicals. I mean, I haven't really been following it recently, but like you said, it's been on my radar since the DeFi summer in 2020. It was a very early project in DeFi, and it's one of the more interesting ones. You know, I'm pretty sure you can earn interest on stablecoins on it as well as leverage trade. So there's lots of different applications. It's certainly a cool coin. And from a fundamental perspective, I'd give it a moon as well. And this protocol,
I thought my screen was shared. Sorry.
It was not, but that is okay. This project gave out like $50,000 to people who completed goals, who interacted with the protocol and used it. I think it was back a few months ago, which is absolutely insane. It just shows that it really pays to be involved in DeFi. If you guys don't have a MetaMask wallet yet, I certainly recommend you get a MetaMask wallet, throw a little bit of cryptocurrency into that wallet, and start interacting with some of these protocols. It's the best way to learn about cryptocurrency and DeFi, and you might end up getting airdropped some money, which would be really cool.
My only thing about DYDX is right what we're seeing right here. Your access to the community from the United States is restricted. So, I mean, yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for it in a sense, but like if I can't do it in the US, why would I care about it?
Because 85 to 90% of humans are, no, probably like 95% of humans live outside of the US, Brian.
Yeah, but I can't, like, why would I want to be a part of a token that I can't, you know, engage with?
Money.
Huh? I beg to differ.
Okay, so Ryan and I gave it a moon. Brian is apparently giving it a bust because he can't use it himself. But that means 2-1, it's a moon. So go check it out. Do your own research. That's just our take on it.
I want to bring up this one. Someone just said CRO, and that's crypto.com token.
Yep.
Now, I have some weird feelings about crypto.com. I
like the platform.
I think it's kind of clunky and it's always slow and I don't like the platform. I think Coinbase is much better, but I do like that they have their own decentralized blockchain, and I'm pretty sure they use Atmos or Cosmos to build their own blockchain like Binance did. And I think that they do have potential. I mean, I saw them on a Saturday football. They had a promo for each SEC game at least that I watched, and they have a lot of potential there. And I used their card as well for a little bit. I think that they do have a ways to go. I'm afraid that that Sierra is going to be a little bit like KLV and not be really utilized, because what's the point besides using their card? But if you're trading back and forth, so it's kind of a mixed review. I do see a moon for the long hold. I don't see it happening really fast though.
I'd agree with you, Brian. I mean, the utility is a little bit questionable, I'd say, because a lot of the demand for CRO is coming from these credit cards. So the way I would treat this is cost for the credit card, and hopefully you'll have some of that left whenever you're done using the credit card, or what is it, a period of 6 months that you need to hold it for. So a lot of this demand is coming from people locking up CRO to get these great benefits from these credit cards, which it's not a bad thing. It's definitely interesting because most credit cards with high rewards, you know, you're paying $250 or $500 a year. With this, instead, you're staking, you're earning interest on your CRO. So, I mean, as long as CRO stays stable, you're actually getting paid interest to have a credit card with high rewards. So, I mean, there's a good value proposition there, but without more utility, it's definitely not a given that CRO will stay priced the way it is. And if it goes down, you know, that's a loss you take for staking to have that credit card with high reward. So I think it's really a trade-off.
Yeah, we are out of time, Ryan. I want to hear your take on this chart in 10 seconds, and then we will end the episode.
It looks wavy.
Hey, that looks rare.
I love it. The one-word answer. All right, guys. If this is your first time on Moon or Bust, thanks for tuning in. We'd appreciate a subscription to the channel. And if you like crypto content, go to the Benzinga Crypto YouTube channel as well. As always, make sure to join the Telegram, hit us up, and connect with us on Twitter. that's the spot for all of the announcements. But yeah, this has been today's show. We really hope you enjoyed it. Leave us some feedback in the comments. Let us know what we could do better next time, and we will get on it. So with that, I will leave you to have a good rest of your Monday. We are late for our meeting with Hot Stocks Luke, so I gotta go. Otherwise, we're gonna get fired. Peace.
Did you know nearly all stock price changes of 10% or more result from a single news headline? That's right. News headlines have a unique ability to drive stock prices up or down. These news catalysts create trading opportunities every day. All you need is a little help to reach out and take them. And if you're looking to grow your portfolio, it doesn't matter if your investment budget is small or big. An easy-to-read stream of news headlines will increase your opportunities to profit from price changes in the stock market, consolidate a knowledge-based investment strategy, and grow your portfolio. All you need is Benzinga Pro and its powerful news alerts, price tracking, and portfolio monitoring to make a positive change in your trading performance. We've already helped thousands of retail traders across the world, and they could not be happier. Increase your market knowledge, boost your exposure to big movers, and make informed trades before major price changes. The opportunities are all around you. Subscribe now, and we'll skyrocket your portfolio today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.